Welcome to the Middle East Peace Update Report. This is Bro Steph. It is May 28th, 2015. And today's report, faith is real. What I wanted to talk about today is faith. Really kind of basic and simple thoughts I had about faith. If you hear a click as I'm going through this, it's only because I'm going over to my Bible. This is based on Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance or realization of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And that's what we want to talk about. And here's what I was thinking about. You know how the Lord said with the Holy Spirit in the Gospels, the Holy Spirit's like the wind. You see the effects of the wind, but you don't see the Holy Spirit. You just see his effects. And he was equating that to being born again. That, you know, when someone receives the Spirit, the effects are seen in that their lives change. I mean, if you want to know if someone's really a follower of Christ, they're going to be motivated to obey him, and their lives will change. They'll become a different creation. When I accepted the Lord back in 1975, I was 18 years old. I was full of anger. I had lost my father at age 15, 3 years before that. And I had a lot of issues. When I accepted Christ as my Messiah and became a follower of Yeshua, my life began changing immediately. 6 months after my decision to follow Christ, I wasn't the same person anymore. I was an entirely different individual, and so much so that my in-laws were commenting on it. Well, so what does this have to do with faith? People say there is no God, and I can prove that there is. And I can prove it by the scripture we read in Hebrews. And let's use this as an example. The fact that you're listening to this audio, you're probably listening to this audio through an invisible Wi-Fi connection. And you click on your computer, and it connects to an antenna, to a Wi-Fi signal that none of us can see. We only see the effects of Wi-Fi in that the audio plays, and I can hear the sound through my speakers or through my phone. Can't see the Wi-Fi, but we see the evidence that it exists through our cell phones, through our computers. Planes fly now using GPS and Wi-Fi, totally invisible. And so that's how faith is. It's that invisible element God created in all of us to believe in him. Now, how do we know God exists? We don't see him, but I can look out my backyard right now, and I can see the trees. And I can see the hummingbird that in all likelihood, it really shouldn't be able to fly. But it does. And I can look up and see the blue sky. I can see the sun. And I can see everything that God created. Now, some will say, well, how do you know God created that? Well, the Bible says that only a fool says in his heart, there is no God. We didn't just happen. We were marvelously created. We were designed to live forever. We were created by the hand of God. And our human body is another evidence that God exists. It takes more faith not to believe in God than it does to really believe in him. Look at how the human body is put together. I mean, the very fact I'm able to speak into this microphone and my thoughts in my brain are all produced through chemical electrical reactions. And then it is formed into a thought. And then the thought is formed into speech. And I speak out sounds. You hear it as English, but it's really just sound waves. And our brains convert that into a language that we understand. All of that given to us by God. So, having faith is a special gift given to us by God. And I would encourage you to place your faith, the faith that God has put in the heart of men and women and children, place that faith in Jesus Christ, the one and the only one that can save your soul from destruction. Do it today, because we're running out of time. Look up, ask Christ to come into your life today. Confess him as your Lord and Savior. Put your faith and trust in him. Don't convert. I don't want you to convert. I want you to become a follower of Jesus Christ. How do you do that? Open the Bible, read it, pray over it, and ask God to help you understand it. And he will give you all the understanding you need to turn your heart and life completely over to him, the only one that you can trust, that's trustworthy, and he'll take care of you. And you'll be in heaven forever with him. Do it today. And to those that do know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, remember to live out your faith and keep looking up, because Yeshua, Jesus, is coming back soon. This is Bro Steph, and I'll talk to you again real soon.